And welcome, everybody, to episode 509 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frankenstein Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman, I don't even know a good scary name for you, Break. You come up with your own name.
Breakman the Boo.
Boo Man. There you go. Boo Man.
Breakman the Booette, because we can talk about that Bowsette stuff.
Jesus. And, of course, Evil Eric. So, gentlemen, how are you in the month of October?
It was good until I remembered I had to do this shit. until I remembered I had to get this amazing podcast with you guys.
How dare you, Breakman?
Everything's good. Yeah, good.
This is the greatest show that has ever been made, and that's been proven by like
this show specifically, or just podcasts.
Well. You know, if you want to talk about podcasters, I mean, Frank Branch is legendary. So
of course, the best podcast doesn't get nominated for the podcast awards or get any podcast awards.
There's a reason for that.
The award shows are popularity contests.
Yeah. That's all they well, it's not only a popularity. Yeah, it is ridiculous. But not only is it a popularity contest, if we were to be entered in any category, we'd win. And everybody knows that. That's why we're banned from every show. So, you know, just letting everybody know that this is the best show ever. If by best show, I mean worst. But anyways, how was your week or your couple weeks? We took a week off. I feel like, man, it's kind of weird not doing a show on Friday. Do you guys, like, have that same feeling? Like I didn't even know what to do with myself last Friday. No, you guys.
Yeah, no, maybe. No, it was awesome.
Yeah. See, I see how it is. You know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was definitely awesome. Like, I didn't have to hear you. I mean, yep. You know, I had extra.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I had extra time to do stuff. Like, not listen. Oh, I mean, like, you know, just do stuff. But yeah, no, it was kind of weird. I missed you guys. Damn it!
Well, with that extra 2 hours of my life, let me see. I did another like 15 minutes of being off.
But my
half hour gaming.
15.
No, 45.
Only 15 minutes, Breakman? Jeez. That's...
Extra 15 minutes.
Oh, an extra 15 minutes. I got you. Okay. In addition to your 20 hour marathon, you got an extra 15. Get it in, my friend.
God damn, that sounds painful.
Yeah, it really does, man. You need a lot of lotion for that, for sure.
I don't think there's enough lotion in the world. 20 hours.
Oh, trust me,
raw and bleeding.
There is enough lotion. I'll just have you know. But anyways, let's move. Eric, how was your week off, man? Did you do anything special?
I got through Time Spinner and did a couple other things. So that's cool, I guess.
That's cool. Always nice to have extra time to do stuff. I don't even know what I did last Friday.
It's finally cooler now, so I don't have to sweat profusely at work
anymore. You know what I did, guys? I sat at the computer waiting for you guys to like show up. That's what I did. No.
What are you, Hachiko?
No. But that is something that we should discuss. I mean, if you guys like having a week off, I wouldn't mind like having 1 week a month off. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Know. Some things happened last week that I want to talk about later.
Okay, cool. You don't know, Breakman? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, as you take next week off, you son of a bitch.
Against my will.
Yeah, against your will. All right, well, let's get started with the news. We got tons of news to get over. I think there's some TGS stuff in there, if I'm not mistaken. But, Eric, let's start with you.
All right. excuse me. Okay. From RPG site, we've got apparently a Harry Potter RPG that was leaked. This is up. Here's a Avalanche Software, the makers of Disney Infinity, not Avalanche of Just Cause fame.
Ah, damn it.
Says there's going to be an open world action RPG set in the Harry Potter universe, if the leaked video is to be believed. It would line up with Avalanche Software recently hiring for people in the versed in British school culture and British school literature. And the game was their game was a AAA Unworld Engine 4 open world Unreal Engine open world RPG.
Yeah.
And blah blah blah. So maybe it's a thing.
Yeah. Dungeon says, if someone in the game says I took a wand to the knee, I'm out.
They're not Bethesda, so I don't think that will happen.
Are the other movies better? Like, I saw the original.
And you could technically take a wand to the knee if somebody whacked you there.
you know, like, how popular Harry Potter is. So, like,
break. The movie's
better.
I will say this. I hate J.K. Rowling. She's a transphobic piece of shit. But I do like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's great. The first movie, if you can get past the first movie, the first movie's too candy for me. It's way too candy, break. But if you get into the second one, it's a little darker. And they kind of progressively get a little bit better and more.
Well, the only reason I ask is because I saw – well, other than the fact that it's so popular, is I saw the scene where he's playing that – whatever game it is, and he's fighting a dragon.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's actually a really cool scene.
Oh, dude.
He's not really fighting the dragon. He's running away from it.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. But it was it wasn't during a Quidditch match. It was doing something completely different.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't say Quidditch. I didn't know the word.
I said Quidditch. But, Break, honestly, give those movies a chance, dude. Like, they're... And I tell you what, there's a way. Do you have Vudu by chance, Break? This is a little hint for everybody out there. Like, if you want to pick up that entire series for $2 a movie in high definition, just download Vudu and make an account free. And then you can look up the UPC symbols for each of those movies and use your phone, your smartphone. And you can buy them for $2. So there's a lot of movies that you can do that with.
They have butter beer, but it's not beer. It's like buttery tasting root beer. I was asking how it was, and I was really disappointed.
Looks like Free Fives.
I've heard like the cantina in the Star Wars attraction is going to have alcohol. Heard.
Yeah.
I hope. I complain about the Legend of Heroes. Getting put up on Amazon, and well, now it's up.
Yeah. Freak5 says he is not downloading Vudu. I'm not talking about, like, the Papa Chongo Vudu from New Orleans, man.
Oh, but... is it the Godsmack Vudu?
Mm-hmm.
Vudu. Oh, God. Vudu.
Jesus, man. Breakman, you are the worst singer on Grinders, and I'm bad, but you take the cake, man. To be honest with you, we've never heard Eric sing, so maybe Eric will sing it too.
I don't want
to. Oh. He's like, I don't want to. That is smart. That's very smart.
Well, it's also that I don't feel that great right now, so I don't even want to attempt it.
Sing again.
Please don't sing again, Freak 5 says. Dungeon says, it's true. The cantina will be like the first Disney attraction to have alcohol. Dude.
Nice.
That's really cool. Nice. Break, I say next year. We meet up and try the cantina. I don't know.
It better play the theme song when you come in, too.
I'm sure, dude. Like,
as long as we don't travel to Florida when there's another tsunami or something.
I know, man. Florida's a weird, scary state, man. Like a lot of weird
hurricanes or tsunamis or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because global warming, because no one's fucking doing anything about it, despite the fact that they did the Paris Treaty.
Yeah.
The U.S. bowed out because U.S. and Trump are retarded.
Yeah. Bad Apple's in chat. What's up, Bad Apple?
I don't feel bad saying that because I think that works for him.
Oh, we got some politics to talk about later, Eric. Trust me, we're going to get on that. Looks like Bridget's in chat.
But, like, even without the U.S. is, like, signing, like, the other countries that sign up for it aren't really doing that great either. Trying to commit to what they commit to.
Well, me and Frank have talked about before, like, we've agreed with some of the things that Trump has done, just not the way he's done them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, like, as far as like the climate control thing, like America was one of the only countries actually doing anything.
No, that's not true. China was leading in that category. Yes.
They said one of the only countries.
Well, we were until Trump took office, and then he gutted the EPA. I don't
disagree with all that, but I'm saying like when he said that, you know, we're contributing more and nobody else is, like him walking away was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
saying that. I'm saying like he had a point when saying that, you know, America was doing most of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, well, that's debatable, but I agree with what you're saying.
Like you said, China is too. Yeah. But a lot of the other countries were just, you know, saying they were, but they really weren't. Like Germany did their hiding emissions tests.
There's a lot of bullshittery going on with other countries. Yeah. You know, I always talk.
Yeah, I'm not trying to defend anything. Trump
don't
get that impression. I just need to reinforce that.
No, you're right, Brake, for sure. The United States has always been supposedly at the forefront of things, and you know, we did do some of the heavy lifting, but you know, there's so much that can be done. Like I'm thinking about electric cars.
You're definitely right about
electric cars, Brake. Man, think about this, right? China's going to be all electric, I think they said, by the year 2020, right? Which is way too far in the future for me. I think they could do
it. Is this like the new space race?
Yes, yes. Because,
like, who wants to be the most, like, who's going to be the most green, I guess, between us and China?
And I love it. I love it because then that'll force jobs to be made in different, you know, innovative things. And I mean,
I wish we could get serious about space travel again.
I wish we
blame
could
the over budgeting of the military.
Yeah.
Space travel.
Yeah.
They've diverted funds from everything.
Yep. Yep. From education, you name it.
Yeah. The military has taken so much.
Yeah.
And Freak says it's not about being green, it's about being money. Like I said, that's why it's the new space race.
Yeah.
The space race wasn't really – you are banned from this channel. What?
You're banned? Wait.
How did I get banned from chat?
I don't know. I'll unban you. Hang on one second. Jesus Christ, hell? Man.
That's what the space race was about, being, you know, number one top economic power in the world. The first one to space is going to have the technology everybody else wants, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Everything the government does at the bottom, at the end of the list, there's always money. Money is always is always the reason.
Yeah, we've always
talked
about
that. It always goes back to money.
Yeah, we always say. Are you unbanned, Brake?
Yes, I'm unbanned now. Why was I banned? What did I do?
I must have hit the button on accident, man. But
message deleted. Message deleted. All my messages have been deleted too.
All right, you're back to being modded. But no.
He says being green using renewable sources will eventually save money. It's true.
Yeah, I think.
It was also a test of rocketry science for ICBMs. Yeah. Dungebuster's correct. The space race was there was a lot to it. It wasn't just about getting to the moon.
Yeah, but I think first and foremost,
I would like us to go back to that, to try and reach into the outer limits of space and stuff.
I agree, but before
try
we
expand, I just
before
I
we
miss those days.
Before we do that, Brake, we need to save this planet because then there's going to be no launching pad to get to space. You know what I'm saying?
There are a lot of people are saying that it might be too late for us
it
to
is.
Save the planet.
It might be, but
which case that we should start looking for another planet.
Well, we can do lots of things to at least try to save this planet.
Yeah, I'm not saying we don't save the planet.
Earth and Cowboy Bebop, and I think that's us in like 100 years.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Like, if
and Dungeon of Sisters was super great. We made it to moon, but we humans always have to weaponize a nice thing.
And
the space race, like I said, at the end of the day, the number one reason was about money and, you know, we wanted to be the most powerful country in the world.
Yeah, let's talk about more in a little bit. We just got to the first story here, the Harry Potter. I'm down for Harry Potter.
I don't mean to, like, criticize the space race at all because it's just an amazing thing we did, and I wish we'd get back to it. I want to see those days again when that's our aspiration, is to shoot for the stars and the moon, not to kill each other.
I think first things first.
Shoot each other up in movie theaters.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We should be out there trying to find aliens to shoot up in movie theaters.
I like your way of thinking, man. Like, let's
and,
stick
and
together.
And cantinas where, like, where bounty hunters will try to kill you just for looking at them. For
yeah, exactly. Exactly. First things first, let's get all of the vehicles that emit carbon into the air, make them electric, and see if that fucking helps. Let's see if that helps. Let's try.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Look at the RP Grinders now, nuclear power dungeon sentence. Yes, we are definitely a nuclear power. But no, there is something to be said about using nuclear power for energy. But I think we need to worry more about solar and wind. I mean, that's really the future of everything here. But
We badly need to move away from fossil fuels.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, for God's sakes, like ethanol is still number one, like oil and
really, really have to get away from it. The planet can't take much more of it.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah. So
you know what I meant. That's not what I meant.
No, but, I know. All right. Break. Sorry. Next story.
I'm blaming alcohol. Yeah.
Go ahead. Next story.
I was listening. Coming to us live from RPG site. Arc of Alchemist gets delayed to February 7th in Japan. Dun, dun, dun.
I think that's all we need to know about that. It's delayed. Yeah. So that we'll talk more about it once we get closer to that date. We're going to try to get through the whole news here. So do you have anything to add about that?
No, not really. I mean, that's the sum of the story. The author of it went to extra work and he wrote paragraphs and stuff, but really, honestly, that's
he wrote
the entire story in the article.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Next story comes to us from RPG side. This is actually exciting for me because I like these games. Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 1 and 2 launches in the West for PS4 early 2019. Not much more on that. There is a special edition called the Decisive Edition, which...
It's actually the only edition of the game, I think.
Oh, okay. It's a physical copy. There's a replica collector coin, which that's a nice touch. I like that. That's kind of cool. Musical selection CD with 21 full-length tracks. That's pretty good. They could have went the extra mile.
Make it a full CD?
Just make it a full CD, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're just... two halves to each other's soundtracks.
Yeah.
Because, like, Cold Steel 2 has a lot of the tracks that are in Cold Steel 1. So, yeah. Like, I think you could get away with just selling, like, the first halves of each soundtrack to make a complete soundtrack.
Gotcha. They're good games. Solid games. So I'm excited. I'm going to pick this up for sure. All right, Eric, next story.
Of course, the fucking pen, because...
It's $50, though. Man, I'm going to have to like set aside money for both of these.
They're 50 a piece, or I thought they were 50 for both.
No, ooh. 50 a piece.
That not means... with soundtracks, Frank, come on.
Yeah, that's true. All right,
I'm going to have to sell my Vita version, because yeah, even though I'd be getting rid of my like portable version of the game, I have a feeling it'll come to Switch eventually, though.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
Because of how well East 8 did on the Switch, but yeah. I'm gonna Fate Extella link.
Yep,
that's Fate right. Extella. But I did want to say that the Cold Steel 1 and 2 coming to PS4 in the West is more or less confirmation about 3 and 4. I'm not far behind after that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. For sure. All right, Fate Extella link. Eric,
it's got a release window of sometime in quarter one of 2019, so early next year. But it picks up where the 2017 smash hit Fate Extella: The Umbral Star left off. So it's a sequel. Mm, so okay. It's not like a special edition where there's just more content. Mm. And I didn't actually finish the game, but I might just watch it. Let's play of it online.
Yeah, I'd never played
it. It's not a particularly well-made game.
Yeah,
it's a Dynasty Warriors, but Fate.
Yeah.
But the gameplay was kind of shoddy.
Yeah, I never played
Dynasty
it.
Warriors type game.
Yeah, it didn't look like my bag when it came out, but...
But I do want to get the story content, so I'm going to probably just watch it online so I can get that without having to actually play the game.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story. Actually, Freak5 brought up something. He said the gas station across the street has a pumpkin pretzel that is awesome. It's getting close to the end of my 3 months of no alcohol, and an important question has come up.
That could be good if it has if it either doesn't have salt or the right amount of salt.
Yeah, that's true. Right amount of salt makes a big difference on those things. All right, break. Next story, please.
Did we do the Fate XL story?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Yo-Kai Watch 3 launches in North America on February 8th, 2019. Europe this winter.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Wait. Would this see winter for Europe? Will that mean, like, right at the crack end of the year?
Yeah, probably. When they say something like that, it pisses me off, man.
When they say winter, they usually go by the quarter.
Yes.
Like, how they do it. So it's probably, like, March.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, that's a good...
Wait, so it's getting February it after we are. Yeah. So, but they don't have a solid day yet, so that's why they said winter 2008. But okay.
Yeah, that's
weird. I do want to know, though, if, like... I wonder if they're going to do what Yo-Kai Watch Blasters did, where the third version of the game was just released as a free title update.
Yeah.
And you get to choose which version of the game you want to play at the title screen, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I wonder if they're going to just do that with this game, because this game also had three versions.
So, I'm not understanding, Freak 5. Did you just do this just to do it, like, to stop drinking permanently, or like, were you doing it for a reason? I don't know. Dungeon says that Yo-Kai Cat is always so happy. That, you know, that is the number one reason I want to play these Yo-Kai games, because the cat. The cat always does look happy. I don't know, it's weird.
It does say that 3 is different from the first two in that it has a completely different battle system.
Well, that's a nice touch.
I think Yo-Kai Watch 4 has a also completely different battle system.
I don't like that. Like, if the first two games have one battle system and the third game has a completely different one,
to be fair, Break, the battle system in 1 and 2 is kind
not
of
very good. Yeah, yeah. Level 5's a good developer. I mean, they helped with the greatest game.
I mean, I understand what they were going for when they made it, but it didn't execute very well.
Yeah, yeah. No, they weren't great. They were okay games, but just temporarily I've lost some
weight. I don't play Yo-Kai Watch for the gameplay, though. I play it for the goofiness.
Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from RPG Site. Stein's Gate Elite launches in North America and Europe for PS4 and Switch on February 19th, 2019. There's a limited edition with a 100-page hardcover story art book. That's kind of a nice touch. It's coming for the Switch too. That's cool. And cloth poster. So that's really cool. That's a cool limited edition deal, but there you go. Steins Gate, if you're into that, there you go. I didn't think I liked the first one. I don't remember it too well, but...
Well, did you watch the anime, you mean?
Wasn't there a game? Steins Gate? What am I thinking?
Yeah, but I don't think you played Steins Gate.
I'm pretty sure I did play Steins Gate. I didn't like it. I'm trying to think for which system. Didn't they have it on the Xbox 360?
No.
What the hell game am I thinking? Anyways, so there you go. There's the date on that.
I don't like how they're separating the 8-bit Steins Gate and linear bounded phenogram between the PS4 and the Switch.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird. I mean, I'm sure they'll sell them on the eShop and the PSN store individually, but like there should be a PS4 version of 8-bit and a Switch version of linear bounded phenogram. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks cool. The 8-bit one looks really cool. So, I don't know. All right, Breakman, let's go with you next story.
did Steins Gate. So this is right. That's the last one. Yeah. Coming to us live from RPG site, Nelki and the legendary alchemist Ateliers of the New World. And then you motherfucker, that's why you need this story. Releases for the West in early 2019.
Did you skip a story? I gave you the Atelier story, I think.
Yeah, this is the Atelier story.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, then Toei Kekmo has announced Nelki and Ateliers of the New World, the latest entry in Gust's long-running Atelier series that's designed to celebrate its 20th anniversary. Will be launching in the West in early 2019 for the PS4, Switch, and PC.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And do you want the story or
no? Come on, man. Okay. I mean, that would mean that we're a legit show, right, man? If we come on, man. I just like to hear you say Atelier, and all those names.
Well, I thought we discussed it's Atelier, right?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Eric, don't know. Right?
Yeah, I guess. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is I should have put the other. Oh wait. I did. Never mind.
Oh, there are two Atelier.
Atelier Arland series deluxe pack is headed to the West in December on December 4th for the PS4, Switch, and PC, which the PC version specifically did not have equivalent in Japan.
Yeah. Oh. Dungeon says Toei Kekmo, best Japanese developer ever.
I don't think there's a Switch version either. So like we're getting two versions of the game that Japan didn't get.
Yeah.
But digital only collection for North America and Europe. That's kind of lame. Where's my physical version?
Yeah, the days of physical are coming to an end, my friend. And I don't.
Yeah, but like usually what they do with the Atelier games is that like NISA would distribute physical editions of these games, but they're not doing that this time.
Probably not, my friend. Like it's becoming more and more apparent. Like I think we're a generation.
It's a lot less expensive.
It's less expensive, and you can get your product out to more people that way. Because how many people do you know that have a game system that doesn't have internet? I can't think of very many. I do wish that they would drop the price of games, though, because it is cheaper to produce digitally like that.
But, aside from the pack, you can get the games separately. I'm going to assume it's going to be $60, because each game's probably going to be $20.
Of course. All right. I'm jumping ahead here. Eric, can you do the next story as well, please? Phoenix Wright.
Which next story? Oh.
Phoenix Wright.
Ace Attorney trilogy, Phoenix Wright: The Ace Attorney trilogy is heading to every console, including PC.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's finally coming west, and this is originally a 3DS release. Well, technically before that, it was a mobile phone release, and then they put it on the 3DS. That was like the first console it showed up on, but everybody else is getting it now.
Yeah.
So now you can get it in HD.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of recommend the 3DS version though, is because
dual screen.
The dual screen doesn't help that much, but the 3D kind of helps accentuate the artwork.
Ah, I got you. A nice use of 3D there. All right, cool. Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's not much, because other games have done 3D a little bit better, like Zelda, but I can't play Ocarina of Time in 3D anymore, and Majora's Mask in 3D anymore, because the way that head tracking works in that game is just, it's way too sensitive, and my eyes start to hurt after a while trying to readjust.
No, that's pretty common, actually, so yeah.
I can't even do it on the lowest settings anymore, but other 3DS games I can play 3D fine, but this game's intensity level is too high.
Yeah. Welcome in, Matt, Mon Gaming, and Commander Root. Who else? Slow Cool, and Subcentral.net.
I feel like you've said some of those names before, and those are the security people just waiting for us, waiting for that one screw up.
Yeah, they never say anything. They're just waiting.
I hope they're not ICE members waiting for Frank to slip and mention something.
mention what? That I'm half Mexican? Yeah, that's been
no, great. No. That you They'll look for any reason to deport you anyway.
Of course.
Man. Oh, and that family he's hiding in his basement too? Or is that what you're talking about?
It's just Anne Frank.
Yeah, exactly. Anne Frank.
No, those were in the attic. This is it's completely different.
Yeah, it's the basement version of it. Yeah, exactly. Freak5 says, my sister started wearing her hair in a ponytail, so her husband has started calling her Buttercup. I like that. That's, yeah.
If I was her, I would get a divorce. That's just my advice.
You know. Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
Seek legal help and clear his bank account out and divorce the shit out of him.
Exactly. Here's a little bit.
Also, Princess Bride developers, don't sue us.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
you son of a bitch. That's pretty funny.
She walked past me pulling
the
cart.
Let me say it. She walked past me pulling a cart, and I yelled out, "Whoa there, Buttercup!"
That was a little overdramatic, but okay, we'll take it. Yeah. Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Dragon Quest XI for Nintendo Switch is now Dragon Quest XI S. Wow. That's big news, I guess.
Why?
I have no idea. Are they
for special? S for special.
Are they going to add anything? Like, is there going to be extra content?
The Japanese version will finally get voice acting. That's okay. It, really. I mean, there might be more, but that's like the big thing right now.
Are we getting the Switch version here? That's a big question.
No idea, but since Square made the announcement for what platforms they'd be releasing 11 on, way back then, they did mention Switch, so I'm gonna assume they're going to localize it too.
I bet you they do bring it over here, and I bet you they bring a version to the 3DS with no voice acting. What you want to bet?
No, they're not. They're not gonna do the 3DS. They already said they aren't.
Oh,
even though their reasoning is kind of dumb.
What's the reasoning? Because that would be a good.
The reasoning is because. I guess they don't want to. They think that the money spent on localization of the 3DS version won't be worth the sales they'd get because the 3DS is at the end of its lifespan. Basically,
it really is.
But like which is stupid because that's exactly what happened with Dragon Quest IX, and you know how well that sold.
Oh, Dragon Quest IX sold very well. You're right.
So this is Square being short-sighted and not wanting to take risks.
Yeah,
because this is a company that. Refuses to publish its own games and it just offloads any of its Nintendo stuff to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because if it fails, at least they take a smaller hit.
You know, it wouldn't fail. I'm pretty convinced of that. I think there's enough of a following here. Like
sales numbers of the PS4 and PC versions are right now?
I don't, but I did hear something that it's doing quite well. I don't know if it's quite up to the Square Enix.
Which is weird because, Square didn't do fuck all to promote it.
Nope, they didn't, and it's weird, but, you know...
No, that's not weird. That's normal.
Yeah.
For them.
Well, I mean, they're cheapos for sure. They don't want to spend hardly any money on marketing. I mean,
it's weird that it's going to succeed despite that, is what
yes,
I meant.
Yes, yes. No, you're right. Well, I can see the reasoning why not. If they had said something like, well, we are already bringing it over to a portable console on the Switch, why do we need 3DS? I would understand that. But it is kind of weird.
The cool thing about the 3DS version was the 2D mode.
Yeah.
It looks like an old school Dragon Quest game.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I went to Target today, and they have no 3DS games on display. Hardly. It really is coming to the end of the life cycle of the 3DS. I wonder what
last year is the last year that we'll probably see 3DS games.
Yeah, I wonder what we're going to see from are they just going to focus on Switch and that's it, or are they going to come out with another handheld? Like what's going on?
They're going to go the mobile route.
Phone route, you're right.
They're already on the mobile phone route. What are you talking about?
I'm saying they're going to really partner with somebody like Apple, and they're going to have a phone designed specifically for it.
Yep. That would make complete sense. That's a good point, Brake. Good point.
It probably wouldn't be Apple, though. It'd probably be probably a Japanese company like Samsung or something.
Freak 5 says, your singing almost drove him to start drinking again before the 3 months was up. So he's blaming you for his alcoholism. So there you go.
I'm going to go cry somewhere now.
All right, break. Cry in the next story.
People are speculating there will be a 4DS with actual 480 screenplay, but like with all the functionality of a DS.
Ooh, no, I want a system like that, like the game in Star Wars. Like I want that like full 3D images popping up off the screen and shit.
Virtual reality, man. There you go.
Like you want Hollow Battle Chess?
Yeah. virtual reality portable sounds like the worst idea.
Yeah, it does.
I can see people like walking in front of buses and shit.
Oh yeah,
like,
I got it.
Will
the 4DS allow us to travel in time? Dungeon asks.
It'll allow us to go to the fourth dimension, whereupon we learn that our reality is actually a game.
No, yeah, exactly. We get to the fourth dimension and we learn that our whole life is a lie and we're just made up of a bunch of ones and zeros.
That's the plot line till the end of time.
Yeah, there you go. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Wow, I'm done with one of them. Feels like forever. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom delayed until December 4th, 2018.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. It's delayed for about a month.
Darn it!
Again, wow, there's a shit ton of this article. Like, they went into detail about it being delayed and shit. But,
yeah, it's mostly about the
We don't really care. That's all we cared about.
That is true. Freak says, if the Dragon Quest phone looks like a slime, Frank get a second phone number so he can put the slime phone on vibrate, stick it up. Wow, you want to stick something up your ass, Freak Five? That's weird. Call it repeatedly.
Don't judge him.
That sounds like a fun time, actually. I don't know. This
doesn't him.
Don't judge me. Yeah, exactly. Till the end of time, Dungeon says. I'll place that Star Ocean.
Slime
exactly.
Time indeed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next story, Eric.
You did the Monster Boy, right?
Yeah. I mean, we really only cared it was delayed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But this is a shmup that we're talking about this time. But 2D shmup Fast Striker coming to PS4 and Vita October 16th.
Yeah.
And
did you say a Vita game? I almost choked on my beer.
Well, this is a cross-buy game, so it comes part and parcel. And it's actually a port of an old game from 2005, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, NG Dev announced on PlayStation Blog today that they are partnering with East Asia Soft to bring Fast Striker, a vertical 2D shmup, to PS Store on PlayStation 4 and Vita on October 16th, 2018. And you can get the physical version on PlayAsia exclusively.
It doesn't look good. I'm looking at the trailer, and I'm not impressed. There are plenty of shmups that look better than this.
I'm pretty sure it's because it's a homebrew indie scene game that was originally released on the Dreamcast.
That's
well,
that's
after
sad.
Its release.
Yeah. That's sad, because we don't get enough shmups anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Dungeon says, the last few Star Oceans were awful. I think Till the End of the Time was the last one I liked. That's the last one I liked, too, Dungeon. You're not alone.
I'd rather play the fourth game more than Till the End of Time, because I still have to walk everywhere, especially since there are no warp points in the fourth game, but the battle system's better.
Yeah. Dungeon says, bullet hell for everyone regarding this shmup. Yeah, it doesn't look great. I don't know. I've seen plenty of... I mean, I think I'd rather play Ikaruga, as old as that game is, over this one, man. But whatever. All right, next story.
Ikaruga is actually even older, but it's got a lot more polish since it's not an indie project.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Let's go to the next story from Silicon Era.
Frank's judgmental bastard.
I totally am. I'm the fuck me. That should be my hashtag. Fuck me on Twitter. Reshiram. And
want to fuck Frank.
Exactly. Everybody.
I'm not going to be a part of this conversation.
Yeah. You best stay out, break man. Because, you know, I'll break the internet. Reshiram and Zekrom are going to trainers in October's legendary Pokemon distribution. I should have given this one to.
See, this is what Nintendo does. Like, Nintendo has an event that you can only get at GameStop. And they'll usually give away two, but they'll split it like between the month, and then Nintendo will do theirs over the course of a month via the internet.
So I don't know how that shit works, Eric. Do you go to GameStop and download them and then leave?
They give you a code on a card that you then redeem. Okay. And then through the mystery gift option. Otherwise, if you do it through Nintendo, they'll have it like you'll go to mystery gift and you'll get a code through the, or rather you'll just connect to the internet and then if there's a thing you can get it.
Okay, that's cool. Let's see. This game looks better than DQ. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You just
have a question. How many Pokemon are there now?
I think 22. They're just a little bit. I think there's like 20 under the 800 mark.
Wrong. There's 22. I checked.
22 Pokemon.
Yep. 22 total Pokemon. No. That's it.
The rest of them are just color palette swipes.
Yep. Exactly.
No. That's how I felt about Dragon Quest XI's monster roster, though.
How dare you?
That's the Dragon Quest way. It's always been like that.
No, I know there's always been like palette swaps, but like there's not even palette swaps in 11. There's like straight up, we changed their eye color and that's it. And they're stronger now.
Lazy.
They just made stronger versions of pre-existing monsters and changed their eye color to differentiate them.
All this blasphemy that I'm hearing right now.
They do stuff like that, and it makes me always wonder, like, why does it take them so long to make Dragon Quest?
It doesn't. They just...
I think they spent so much time making the game look good in Unreal Engine 4 that they didn't have time to make newer monsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest XI seemed really... Dungeon, you're heading for an exile, you son of a bitch. I don't want to do it. Now, if it was Freak Five that said that, that'd have been easy exile. But you,
but like now that like 11's engine's in place, like maybe they can make a sequel with like a larger roster of monsters to fight.
Freak Five, I have 22 toes, so that's how I counted. I did take off my shoes to count, so there you go. Breakman, next story, please.
So you don't wear shoes, then, I'm guessing.
I do wear shoes, you son of a bitch.
Never mind. Let's move on. coming to a slide from Silicon Era. Sega teases a new strategy game with character design by Koji Igarashi. Mm-hmm. Sega is teasing a brand new real-time strategy game called Revolve 8 Episodic Dueling.
That's cool.
Staff includes Koji Igarashi, known as the former Castlevania series producer, currently working on Bloodstained. In addition to him, as a character designer, we have a senior producer, Masayoshi Kikuchi, who previously worked on the Yakuza series and more recently DX2 Shin Megami Tensei Liberation.
Yeah.
Ryoto H, who did art for Fate/Grand Order and Lord of Vermillion, is the current artist. Lastly, for
character
sound
artist.
What did I say?
Current.
I said current artist? My bad. I can't believe it's a current artist. It's the character artist. Lastly, for sound producers, we have Shunsuke.
Yeah.
Tsuchiya, yep, who worked on Another Eden and Stella Glow alongside Yasunori Matsuda. Best known for the Chrono and Xeno series.
You got it, man. You did pretty good. You didn't stumble half as bad as you normally do, Break. That's awesome. Let's see.
Been doing this for years. I'd hope I'd start to at least learn a little Japanese.
Exactly.
Pronunciation of Japanese names.
Dungeon says, oh, look, another recolored wizard dancing, just like the ones I grinded 20 hours ago.
This Dragon Quest in particular, even counting like the extremely lazy like monster slight edits, there was a lot more re palette swapping being done in this game than previous games.
I haven't gotten into it. I played too much other shit. I've been playing a lot. You guys are gonna be impressed later on. New strategy game from Sega, Visions of a New Shining Force, called Revolve 8, has no idea what the fuck this is, but is interested anyway. Exactly. I have no idea what this is, and I don't even like real-time strategy games, and I'm interested. Freak5 says, I decided to poke the bear last night. Oh, Jesus, here we go.
I know, maybe we should wait. Well, I guess it'll probably go away, so you should talk about this later.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to plenty of politics. Man, a lot of shit's happened the past couple of weeks. So I wrote a long post on Facebook about the hypocrisy of the GOP. One point is some of the people talking about Kavanaugh being innocent until proven guilty call O.J. Simpson guilty, even though he was never proved. Freak Five, good on you, man. I'm glad you brought that up. I happen to think O.J. Simpson is guilty, but our court system said he's not guilty. And now people are like kind of comparing Kavanaugh, which is weird. It's kind of weird, but whatever. None of the usual suspects in my friends list took the bait. We'll talk more about politics in a bit. Let's see. Who did the last story? I'll do this one. This comes to us from Siliconera. Cronus Arc by Kemco is headed to the PS4, PS Vita, Xbox One, Switch, and Steam. So everything.
Are they going to be selling this for $10?
The mobile version was, what, about $10?
Yeah, I doubt it.
But they put the mobile version on sale when they first released it for $110. But I saw, like, they're the other ports they've had are $10 a piece.
Compared to, like, other Kemco game prices, it's probably closer to $15.
Would it be worth $15? I mean, would you pay – I mean, have you played this break? Because you're
no. No, these games are definitely worth half of $15.
Not worth it, huh?
at the very least, most.
Like, these are dollar games to me. Dollar, $2, $3 games.
Okay.
These should not be like $10.
So wait for a sale, is what you're saying. Like, don't go out and buy it.
Absolutely.
Right away. Okay. All right. Fair
enough. I'm going online to see how much Corona, like how much they're selling for it on the
On the mobile. Yeah. All right, Eric. Next story.
$7.99.
Yeah, that's a little pricey, I think, for what I'm looking at. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is, hold on a second.
Tellier.
Altellier. I should have included all these together, but oh well. Altellier Online is now available in Japan. So that's it, basically.
Okay.
So let me just, let's get the next one. How nice of them. It's described as an alchemy RPG that doesn't require stamina, you know, free-to-play mechanics.
Oh, well, that's good.
it doesn't have those things.
That's good.
But unless it's referring to, like, Dark Souls type of stamina deals.
Oh, God. Looks fun. I mean, I'm looking at the video. It looks all right.
Oh, yeah, it is stamina, because this is a mobile title, that's right.
Oh, God.
That's all I really have to say. All
right.
It doesn't say that much more after that, but it says a couple things, but I'll do the next one. Pokemon Zeraora distribution details have announced for North America and Europe. Zeraora distribution is going to be available from October 19th till November 9th. Where it'll be given away at various stores in Europe, but that would be Game in Europe and GameStop in US.
Are any of these extra characters that you get from GameStop or the like, are they like worth anything? Like, are they good? Like, really good?
They're usually like level 100 or 40 or something. But and like the thing with like these Pokemon that you get from Mystery Gift, those are technically considered traded Pokemon, so they'll have a higher experience gain if they're not like level 100. So like they'll either have high stats or they'll have good abilities. But most of the time, I end up not using them. I just get them to fill out my Pokedex out.
I got you.
Because there are bonuses in like some of the games that where you get like rewards for filling out your Pokedex. Yeah.
I understand like the appeal of collecting them all.
For God's sakes, they've been saying for how many years now? I gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Like, how old is Pokemon now?
Yeah.
Anyways, this Pokemon looks like they combined Shinx with Zeraora.
Okay.
It's gotta be close to like 25 now, doesn't it?
Yep. What do you mean?
25 years old.
Oh. No, 25 years old. There's 25 Pokemon now, yes.
Let's see.
No, remember, there's only 22.
I think the original game came out in 96.
Yeah. Was it 96? God damn. Holy shit. All right. Let's see. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from loading Silicon Era. Sega of America president and COO will become president and COO of Atlas USA. He will become the coup.
Wow, weird.
The coup.
Sega of America and Atlas USA announced today that Sega of America's current president and coup, Ian Curran, will become president and coup of Atlas USA.
Wow.
So there you go. That's in order cool. to serve the financial goals of both Sega of America and Atlas USA, Sega Kyo? Kyo Tatsuyuki Miyazaki will assume the role of Atlas USA. Kyo Naoto Hirooka will step into a role to focus as Atlas brand owner.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
reading the rest.
I don't know what that means, but okay. That's
Yeah, it says released the Game Boy in Japan on February 27th, 1996.
Yeah. Yeah, 96, you were right, man. Well, this is
22 years, so yeah, not too far off from 25.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this Sega Atlas thing. Like, it was weird to me that Atlas hooked up with Sega at the beginning. You know, like, Sega's not making much money, are they? And Atlas, I think their only big property is Persona.
No, so. Sega's relevancy is largely due to the success of Yakuza in both in Japan, but now it's getting successful over here. So
yeah, maybe
it's not quite as good as Sonic, because Sonic will always make money because buy that shit. No matter how bad it gets,
yeah, or how good. Like Sonic Mania is a great fucking game, man.
It's the only real good Sonic game in years.
Yeah. Freak 5 said only Freak 5 would bring this up in chat. He says, I saw a license plate last night that said catnut. How is that even allowed? I thought you... Jesus Christ, man, that's weird. Eric, is there any other news stories? I think you added one, right?
Yeah, I added one. Sword Art Online, Holo Realization and Sword Art Online, Fatal Bullet are coming to Switch.
Oh, cool.
This is a reveal at TGS, but like no localization announcements, but I'm sure that will happen.
I'm sure too. It'll come over. That's cool. All right, so that is the news. We got some homie discounts.
Hopefully it'll be better than the Vita versions. Because the Vita version for Hollow Realization got awful once you get into the 16-man boss raid battles, where the performance of the game just completely tanks.
Okay, homie discounts. This is something I wanted to talk to you guys about. I love PlayStation Plus, but this is the first time I've ever had a PlayStation Plus game that I've already had, and I feel like there should be options. Like PlayStation Plus should come up with like you get to pick between three games. You get two out of the three. Because I wouldn't have picked Friday the 13th because I already have it. Now what do I do? Turn it back into GameStop and get what, $5 for my copy of?
I would have just held on to it unless there was something else I really wanted to get. You know,
I would have never have guessed a licensed game would end up on the PS Plus.
I know it's kind of weird, but whatever.
It's like that shit's going away once that license expires.
Oh, Freak Vibe wants the homie discount queue here. So.
I don't think so. Homie don't play that.
All right, there you go, Freak Vibe, just for you. I'm getting used to this soundboard. I got to find a different solution because this soundboard's going to go away, so I have to figure something else out. But
Is it because the cops are going to confiscate it?
Yeah, ICE is out at my door, man. No, there's a paid version for $50, and I don't have $50 to pay for it. So, you know. Dungeon says November's PS Plus is really good. Yakuza, Kiwami, and Bulletstorm. I agree, Dungeon, but that's another fucking game that I have. I have Yakuza, Kiwami. So now there's two games that I'll get, like, $5 for when I turn them back into GameStop or whatever the trade-in
is. I think Sony's spying on Frank's game library and let's screw over Frank some more.
I totally agree with that, man. Like, they're looking at my shit and, you know, sell some of your weed. How dare you?
He's gonna put signs out front yard.
Sell some. I actually could do that. I can sell even through the mail. Like a lot of people do that. They make tons of money. I don't want to do that though because my supply is for
mail
me.
Order weed.
Yeah, exactly. And I know how to do it too, to where you don't get caught and, you know, all that shit. But still, I'm not going to do that. Like, that, I don't want to get in trouble. But this pisses me off. That's two games in a row. I honestly think that PlayStation needs to, like, give us options.
What you should do is you should sell Kiwami, pick this up, and use that money that you got from Kiwami to buy Zero.
I was thinking about that, but I got the steelbook, and to turn in a steelbook for like $5 credit, no, dude. I don't want to do that.
To GameStop. What are you talking about?
Well, what do you want me to do? Sell it on fucking eBay? Like,
or Craigslist.
All right. Maybe I'll do that. But it's a steelbook. I don't want to sell the steelbook. But my friend.
Steelbooks are gross.
No, they're not. I like steelbooks.
They're kind of heavy. They are heavy. They usually don't look all that good.
Oh, they look great in my shelf. If I'm going to have a physical copy, I like steelbooks. I got Persona 5 steelbook. Just luckily got the steelbook when I bought my PS4 on Craigslist.
But they still had steelbooks of Persona 5?
No. I got it when I bought my PS4 from this guy on Craigslist. He gave me South Park, Fractured Butthole. He gave me Persona 5 steelbook and something else. I can't remember, but yeah. It's nice. They look nice.
Maybe I should like just quit eBay and try selling some of my stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah, you might get more money there.
I won't have to pay their fucking listing fee.
You wanted to play them enough to buy them instead of hoping they would become free. No, I agree, Freak Fight, but it just kind of makes me mad, man. I just wish there was... God damn it. Fuck you, Brewers. Brewers are beating the Rockies. That sucks.
That's not the... This is a series, though, right?
Yeah, it's a series.
It isn't a one in the...
No, they already lost the first game 3-2, though, in 10 innings, which sucks, man. But anyways... I agree, Freak Five, but I just wish there was some type of option, like you, or you could forego it this month and next month you get four games or something. I don't know. It just seems like I just bought Friday the 13th not long ago, and it's like, man, I just feel like.
Also, it's one of the like restocked games that they have at Redbox now.
Freak also wanted to ask you a question, Frank. You said some guy on Craigslist fractured your butthole.
How dare you, break man? You're
what? I didn't. I was.
I think
I'm Freak, just a messenger.
I think Freak's reason for getting the Vita is pretty suspect because, like, you were expecting good games to come out PS Plus for the Vita.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they haven't done that in like over a year.
Yeah, there's no. I mean. To be honest with you, the PlayStation's been bringing the heat lately with their PlayStation Plus. They've had last month kind of sucked, I believe. I think last month was like or this month was Friday the 13th and was it Laser League or some shitty game. I'm like, I was not impressed. You know, but whatever, it's free, I guess. If by free I mean $60 a year, but you know what I mean. Like I wish there
was
an option.
Unless you can get like a cheaper card somewhere.
No, what they should do is they should come up with four games, like four, and then you could pick two. I think that would be fair because if you already I already have Friday the 13th. I put it in my library, but now what do I do with Friday the 13th? I can't sell it for much. I mean, everybody that has Plus now has the game, so. You know, whatever.
Yeah, Freak, I know there have been PS Vita games, but, like, nothing of really of note is what I meant.
Yeah, Freak 5's laughing.
Like, the last major PS Vita game I saw on there, PS Plus, was the Psycho Pass, which is also being made available for PS4.
You know what really sucks about this, too, is I waited for the longest for a sale to get Friday the 13th. And I waited and waited. Finally, they dropped the price to, I think, $20, and I bought it. And I'm like, man, this sucks, man. I should have just not got my ass kicked by Freak 5 playing Friday the 13th and waited a couple months and got it for free. Son of a bitch. Whatever. Let's see. Microsoft, they have... Oh, that's my account. I don't want to show you guys that shit.
Frank's hidden secret Microsoft list of shame.
List of shame? How dare you? I've been kicking ass with games, man. They have Battlefront for sale for $10. I picked that up on the PlayStation as well. Let's see. What else is here? Battlefield. A bunch of the Battlefield games are cheap. I know Battlefield 1 was $5. I did pick that up a while back for $5. I think that's fair price for that game. And it came with all the DLC too, which is cool. Battlefield Revolution's on sale, 80% off. So there's tons of shit. Dragon's Crown Pro is also on sale, I believe. They must have taken off the sale, but it was on sale, not anymore. What else is on sale here? There was a few good titles on the PlayStation. Deals with gold. You have Dead Alliance, 70% off. Extinction. Is Star Wars Battlefront worth $6, Breakman?
Because the first one, if you've got the second one, no.
Okay, I do have the second one. So
yeah, then no. If you don't have the second one and you're just looking for, it's probably a fun experience, but there's no single player to it, and a lot of people have moved on. So
there's no single
there's no single player unless you're playing against bots.
Oh, fuck that.
Which is kind of stupid. I guess that's training for single player or multiplayer if you want. But a lot of people have moved on to the other one. So the people that are still left are going to be, people buying it on sale and the people that have been playing it for a long time.
Dungeon might know the answer to this question, speaking of games I should or should not buy.
Yeah, Dungeon Bus says, unless you're an absolute hardcore Star Wars fan and have to own it. Yeah. No. Especially if you got the second one. Like, there's no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I have the second one because I picked it up for $10, but $6 for – it sounded good to me, but if there's no single player, then what's the point? Like, seriously. Like, Freak 5 says, I like the VR game with Battlefront 1. I wish there was more than that one stage. I didn't even know that was VR, but it's a good game. I liked it. Okay. Dungeon, I have a question for Dungeon. He might know. Torment, Tides of Numenera. Should I pick that up? It's 70% off. It was on the PlayStation side too, but apparently it's just on Xbox right now. But should I pick up Torment? I'm not entirely sold on that. So, but anyways, those are the homie discounts this week. Let's see. PlayStation now has downloadable games, so that's a welcome addition to that whole thing. Xbox Game Pass was kicking PlayStation Now's ass for that reason. The latency was pretty bad on that system. Let's see.
Well, that's because our internet in the U.S. sucks.
Yeah, that's totally true. Breakman.
Twitter comments.
Any Twitter comments?
You know what? Because we're off maybe a couple of weeks, there actually are, because these would have been – I would have mentioned them last week. So anyway, these are actually both from Freak 5 Chaos. He has a contest for RP Grinder listeners.
Well,
according to him, he's got a contest that I guess he's given up. Share pictures of Trump with Toad photoshopped in as his penis on the RPG Grinders Twitter page. The picture that traumatizes Breakman the most will win a ZMBANONYMOUS Zombies Anonymous sticker. Mrs. Breakman got a chuckle from that too. God damn it. God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah. You need to up the prize ante on that. Maybe we can come up with something to throw into that mix too. I'll think about that. I might have a thing or two in the prize vault to give away if we get good enough Photoshop pictures. Let's see. I turned in points on one of my apps for a $50 Amazon gift card.
Wait, what apps? I don't have anything like that where you can just get build a point system and then get stuff.
Yeah, what app thing are you talking about? That's awesome. He bought a copy of Ease Memory of Salcedo. That's a good purchase, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've made use of eBay to get money back, and I've actually gotten a GameStop gift card from it. But like,
yeah,
like that's not like through a mobile app. Although I guess I could get the Ebates mobile app if there is one.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the Twitter break?
Actually, there is one more.
All right.
Frequency on what phone I have? I have an iPhone 6S. I mean,
oh, that's good. Good phone, dude.
There is a – he sent me a link, and it's a link to a contest in St. Louis, the Coffin Challenge, Six Flags of St. Louis will award $300 prize Coffin Challenge, Six Flags St. Louis will award $300 prize for spending 30 hours in a coffin.
That's it? I could do that. I should podcast from a coffin. That'd be cool. Like, have a microphone in there? Shit, I'd do that in a second. I fucking did.
So, this is tomorrow, so you better run over there now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's an Android-only app.
So he responded that, I have submitted an entry for this contest. $300 isn't worth it, but a free coffin is.
Oh, you get a free coffin, too? Shit, that is worth it. Yeah. I would do it and easily. Yeah,
well, I mean, it's slightly used. You get to keep the one you're in.
How do you go to the bathroom?
There's a chamber at the bottom of the coffin.
That's dungeon. For people who don't know, that is coffins aren't cheap. They're thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I would. You know what I would do?
It's ridiculous how much money costs to bury somebody.
I would get it, and I would.
Yeah, which
use
is
it.
Why I'm going for cremation.
Yeah. That's still expensive too.
Not
by that I mean like I'll have my family do it so that we don't have to pay anybody.
But burial is even more expensive. If you want a mausoleum, you got to be a millionaire. But to get buried in the ground, it's thousands of dollars for a coffin and burial, and to get a headstone, it's thousands of dollars. Like, there's nothing cheap about it. It's ridiculous.
No, it is. It really. You know what I would do with if I won a coffin? I'd use it as a Halloween prop, and then put like Halloween shit on it and stuff. You know, that'd be cool. All right. Anything else on the Twitter?
They provide you a food, but you have to be in there for 30 hours. Like, I don't fall for that. That's a gotta take a shit challenge or gotta take a piss. So
Every 6 minutes they give you, or every hour they give you 6 minutes to go to the bathroom. So
you better learn to cut it off, I guess.
That's right.
So that's I think that's it on Twitter. I didn't see anything else, that's pretty good. I'm pleased.
There you go. You made Breakman's day, Freak Five. So if you want to send in questions to us or comments or anything, we always say our Twitter comments, questions, concerns on air.
And if you're looking for relationship advice, you know, just advice in general, like I want to get this advice column up and going. Come on, let's do
this. Like, should I use the right hand today or the left hand? That, I mean, you, Breakman is more than happy.
That's a stupid question. You should know better. You switch off whenever you feel it. Like, you should be using, if you know what you're doing, you should be using both.
Do I feel like a Western group today or not?
Yeah, see, there you go. Like, stuff like that. Like, that, I mean, Break can answer
those
questions.
That's a tougher question.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
What have you been playing, Breakman?
I've been playing Mega Man 11.
Yeah, the only one.
I only played it one day out of the entire week, and I managed to get 3 bosses defeated.
Jesus, man.
After much dying and buying energy and weapon tanks to get through a level.
I have a few bosses defeated myself. I've only been able to play for a few hours. So,
you know how many bosses
that's awesome. Who do you have?
I beat Tundra Man first, and then I used his weapon to make getting through Torchman's level easier. Because there's that segment where there's the fire that tries to kill you, but you could freeze it for a bit.
I didn't know you could freeze that. I just kept running.
Yeah, you used Tundra Man's ability.
Funny. Let's see. Dungeon says, I heard Mega Man 11 was great. You will be able to hear
Then I beat Impact Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll okay. be able to hear these guys, I believe, on what, Tuesday or Wednesday, live on this channel, talk about Mega Man 11 and other Mega Man related stuff. So
we're only going to do it one more time, and we're maybe like in a few weeks, couple
oh,
weeks.
Oh, okay. So you got a few weeks, but there's one more episode of the Mega Man.
You can look
special.
At the archive if you
yeah,
want.
Look at the yeah. archives. Listen to the archives of the previous retrospectives of Mega Man. I did like what I played of Mega Man 11 in the demo. I hmm. almost picked it up, but I'm like $30.
The one thing that's like got me a little bit like I feel like the game's a little bit lackluster in it is like the animation department. Mm-hmm. And like his running animation is so lame, and you can't jump through the door anymore. You can technically jump
I'm
into the door.
I'm sick of hearing about that. God damn it! Like whatever, just it's not a big deal. It really isn't.
But the thing that really bothers me kind of is like the soundtrack isn't bad, but it doesn't have the energy that other Mega Man soundtracks have had.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the alternative tracks.
And I did get the alternative soundtrack DLC, but I haven't bothered to listen to them.
Okay, I want to hear how that is, because there's only like a couple of tracks that are like, yeah, this is good, but most of them have been kind of generic.
Another thing is that it seems like the audio mixing is a little off, because it's a little weak. Maybe it's because I don't have a stereo system, and because I cranked the volume of the music bar up all the way, and it still feels like I can barely hear it sometimes.
Yeah, you should get one of those sound bars.
And the sound that the Buster makes when it's charging feels subdued compared to other games. I mean, it's not loud and overbearing like it was the other games, but I can still barely hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just feels off somehow.
I don't know. I didn't have any really audio problems. I did turn down like everything but the music at one point just to listen to the music. Yeah. I haven't had any audio problems.
I'm playing a Switch version, by the way, so maybe it's just less optimized.
Yeah,
maybe. Probably. This kind of seems like an easier game too. So it feels like, unless they have a lot of DLC, like it doesn't feel like there's going to be much to it once you're done.
Yeah, it seems pretty bare bones, but like maybe there'll be DLC later, but we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but for it's only $30. You can't argue with that.
I mean, there is the ability to get DLC, so they could make more later. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Eric.
I want more chances to play with the weapons and stuff. So I beat Block.
Give us like Rolls Adventure or Bases Adventure or something like that.
They could do stuff like they did with Powered Up, you know. They could add like DLC where you could play as like the Robot Masters or like you said, Roll or Proto Man or
yeah,
Bates
and this game like technically this is like these are Dr. Wily's Dr. Light's robots.
Yeah, and he steals them again because look, Wily's just gotten fucking lazy, man. He just keeps stealing people's shit. You
know, he ran out of money, so he just has to rely on stealing now. But, like, it's also the game that we learn why Dr. Wily became insane.
Yeah. Freak5 says, do any of you know what the Kaganer is? Isn't that, like, that pooping thing? Like statues of people pooping or something? I don't know, Freak5.
I've never heard that. Maybe. So, anyway, I kicked Blockman's ass first, and then I've got Bounce Man, who is one of the easiest Robot Masters I've ever fought.
Well,
Bounce Man is extremely easy, and then Blast Man, I think, was the other one I took out.
Yeah,
who was not easy.
It'll probably be easier for me to get through Bounce Man's level with Impact Man's ability, just because you can mid-air dash.
Yeah.
All right.
I liked his stage. I liked Bounce Man's stage a lot, actually.
Yeah. It's a figure of in a nativity scene of a guy pooping. See, I knew I was on the right. That's actually
is he pooping
cool.
into the manger? Or,
oh my god, that would be even better. That's awesome. All right, Eric. Besides Mega Man 11, what else have you been playing?
I played God Wars for a bit last night, and then I got too tired after the first level because I played it at like 10 o'clock. But I also played Ocarina of Time 3D, and I'm playing the Master Quest. So
awesome.
They switch up the way you get through the dungeons in that game.
That's cool.
And it's technically mirror mode because everything's reversed. It's like the desert was on the left side in the original game. Now it's on the right side.
Well, that adds a new level of challenge, I guess, man. So there you go.
I kind of plan on doing an Ocarina of Time and Link the Path randomizer run. Like, it's basically a ROM hack where it just switches up everything and basically tests your knowledge of the game of where everything is, so that you have to go there and look for it, see whether or not, like, you can even get the sword in a certain place or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, so, like, this is kind of like me, like, this is training level, because, like, it switches up the dungeons only instead of the item placement.
Yeah. Yeah. Freak5 is exiled from chat. Yeah, just to let you know. Okay. Anything else, Eric? I think that's all you had listed there. I think that's everything.
Yeah, but I will say when I went to pick up Omega Man 11, apparently I had accidentally, like, asked GameStop to hold my copy of the game for the PS4 version, despite the fact, Jesus, I'm pretty sure I clicked on the Switch version, but I'm pretty sure it might have been just, like, a weird internet thing where, like, the page was loading, and by the time I clicked it, it had scrolled up and hit the PS4 version.
Yeah, instead. Maybe.
I just didn't notice until I got there, yeah. But thankfully they let me switch it out for the Switch version.
That's cool. All right, you guys ready for what I've been playing? Because I've been playing a shit ton. My phone got shattered, so before that, though, I did play MPQ. I haven't played in a few days of MPQ, though.
Did it get run over? Or did you drop it from a great height?
It's a long story, dude. It's I don't know if I want to even say it on air. I basically...
Oh, come on, man. I embarrassed myself by telling everybody how I destroyed my last phone.
I'm pretty embarrassed. I got into fisticuffs with someone, and it's shattered. So it's done. I'm waiting to see if I can win one on eBay and hopefully get all my shit back. But
so this was in the local Walmart, and she was like 69.
Not far
Frank
off.
Frank fights,
man.
Old ladies.
Not far off, Frank. But,
old lady fighter.
Yeah. No. If I told you this story, I don't even want to. I don't even want to start.
If we make an RP Grinders game, then, like, we need a bonus level where it's like Street Fighter, where Frank just fights an old lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of the car that you beat up.
Oh, Freak 5 says, Frank.
Oh my god, I won an old lady fighting game. Like, like the original Mortal Kombat, like, seven characters. One of them's Frank, and the rest are just old ladies.
Yeah,
and there are fatalities and
how
stuff
dare
like
you.
That.
And, yeah, like, the fatalities are like you rip off their Depends and put it over their head and suffocate them and, you know, shit like that.
Like, they have to take pauses to refill their oxygen tanks and
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
You can smack them with catheters, and mothballs is like a special attack. But yeah, let's see. Frank got the emergency text from Trump and threw his phone away. That was a weird thing. We should talk about that later if we get a chance.
Yeah, I think people are misunderstanding about that, because I did too. I did it first. I didn't misunderstand. But when I saw the original news story, but when they started after they started talking about it, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't what that news story said it was.
Frank was grinding his fist fighting stat in real life.
Frank, did you get in the fight, or did the fight come to you and you defended yourself?
The fight came to me and I defended myself.
Frank fights Walmart greeters.
Oh, man, it's crazy. yeah, exactly. And the old lady was younger than Frank. How dare you? You're exiled. They pull out their fake teeth and chew you up. Yeah, exactly. All right, check this out, guys. I've been playing a ton of shit. Diablo 3 with the Necromancer, which I will have a quick review later. Gravity Rush 2, 36 Fragments of Midnight, which I will also have a review for. Flow Rhyme, which I will have another review for. Battlefront 2, which I've been kind of kicking ass in that game. Destroy All Humans, God of War 3, Nothing Ever Remains Obscure, also known as Nero, Last of Us Remastered, Battlefield 1, Siren of all games, and Sparkle 2. Oh, Sparkle 2. Oh, and...
Wait, is this the PS3 Siren game?
Yes. And it's dated, but I'll talk about that later.
Did you play that through PS Now? Because I don't think you have PS3.
No. I bought it on PS4. Murdered Soul Suspect. I played a little of that. That's a fun game.
That would make it the PS2 Siren game then.
PS2, yeah. It's the PS2 version. And I have some reviews, but I'll defer to you first, Eric, because I got to go do something real quick. Actually, let me bring up the soundbite.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, you're on.
All right. I saw My Hero Academia last week on Tuesday, which is why we didn't do the Mega Man podcast until Wednesday. Because it was the only day it was showing for, like, who knows how long. I think this week they did a surprise re-showing. So I guess people who didn't see it lucked out this week. But I didn't know how that would happen, so I just went. But if you've seen the My Hero Academia series, it's a series about kids who go to a high school where they learn to be heroes, and they, after a certain amount of time passes, they take tests to get provisional licenses, and then more tests to actually become full-fledged heroes. Because, like, in this world, like, everybody, like, it's kind of, like, set up in a way where Heroes started, like, the Heroes TV show, where, like, this phenomenon happened, and then people started being born with, like, abilities. Like, and only, like, a certain percentage of people don't have them. But they usually become scientists that create items to help the heroes. And so being a hero is actually a job now. And they work with the cooperate with the governments to so there's no vigilanteism going on. But anyways, this is a movie that takes place in between season 3, like the first arc of season 3 and the second arc of season 3. Where the main character, Midoriya, who's got the same powers as this character called All Might, because you learn in the first season that All Might gave him his powers because he's about to lose them anyways, and he's looking for a successor, so he gives them to Deku. And Deku has to now cultivate that power. And the thing is, he has all the power at his disposal, but the challenge is actually being able to use that power without wrecking his body because it's so powerful. So he ends up traveling with All Might to this place called I Island. I for short for invention, because it's an island full of scientists who just developed things there. But and he's basically there to see his old friend, and then while this happens, this terrorist group invades the island, and they want all the money and plus some research material that he had made. But it's an interesting story that, like, puts the kids in a situation kind of similar to what the actual TV series had been up to that point, because, like, they were supposed to be doing this test, and then the villains invaded, and then another time they're at a training camp and the villains invaded. But
good God, these villains are relentless. What is this, Cobra?
Well, yeah, there's
a brand new plot.
Well, no, like there's this like league of villains that are headed by this guy called All for One, who has the ability of All for One, which is the ability that gave birth to All Might's ability, actually. But he was like born as a byproduct of his ability to give to take people's powers and like use it as his own, but also give them to others that want them. But so he's created villains in that manner, basically. But one of the abilities was All for One, which is kind of the polar opposite of a One for All. But anyways. So it's about them trying to not get involved because they're not allowed to use their superpowers when they're not heroes. And technically the only reason they did even in the TV series is because it was an emergency and they had to defend themselves.
All right.
But like they can't actually just be a vigilante if they wanted to. But like they still kind of want to help. So like what they've been doing is trying to like take back control of the security system that the terrorist group had gained control of by like discreetly means so that like they wouldn't have to actually get involved in hero stuff.
No.
All right, so lazy.
No, it's just more like
I'm kidding.
If you don't want to go to jail, don't be a hero, basically. But like they're of course being a hero means basically disobeying a lot of the stuff a lot of times to save people's lives. But it's like it was a compromise they made, basically. But anyways, it's a pretty good movie. It kind of reminds me of One Piece Gold in a way, because like the villain in the movie is the same voice actor for the villain of that movie. And he has got abilities that are somewhat similar. Like,
that is kind of weird.
In One Piece Gold, like, he has the ability to create gold out of things, but he also has the ability to manipulate it. But in this movie, he just has the ability to manipulate metal. But, like, unlike Magneto, he's not restricted by having to use magnetism in order to do that.
I'm waiting for the villain that has control over heavy metal. I think that would be...
Well, I'm pretty sure some of the metal he uses is heavy, so...
Sweet. All right, so what are you giving that movie, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.
All right. Do you have another review, Eric?
Yeah, we got Pop Team Epic.
All right.
I could have done this earlier, but I decided to wait to do the dub. Like, watch the dub series play out before I did a review. And I'm going to say right now that the dub really doesn't add anything. In fact, it actually detracts in some of the cases because some of the jokes don't – they rely – I think a lot of the jokes rely heavily on the Japanese language and it doesn't translate that well. Or at the very least, Funimation didn't do a good job translating it well. I don't know what the case is because like
– probably the latter. Like,
because like when they overdub the Japanese audio for like the Japanese actors for the live action parts where there's actual live action people doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It feels wrong. Yeah.
All right. So let's do this review as quick as
but,
we
but,
can.
But Pop Team Epic is a show based on the 4-panel comic strip series that I don't know if it covers the entire comic strip series, but there might be a season 2. There may not be. I don't know. Like, they kind of make a joke about it, but like that's for their fake show, which is called like Hoshiro Girl Drop, which is just like let's make a fake joke parody gag on shoujo manga. Yeah. But the entire show is a parody of like the entire anime industry and the manga industry. It's also got that YouTube poop vibe to it because it's all a bunch of nonsense.
Sweet. All right, so what are you giving Pop Team Epic, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Nice. That's very high praise.
It's worth watching, and it's only like 12 episodes long.
Sweet. Dunn says the villain in control of heavy metal will look like Jack Black. Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Actually, this guy was pretty skinny, so muscular. So.
Yeah, so he can't be Jack Black. That's the opposite of Jack Black. All right, I got like 4 really quick reviews. 36 Fragments of Midnight is a fun little diversion game where you collect light spheres, 36 of them, in fact. There's different trophies you can get. Very short, very, very short game. You can complete the entire game in probably about an hour or so with all the trophies, which is part of my Suido. I got my first ever platinum trophy from that game, which is really weird. Rhyme is a story-driven action game or a platforming game about a little boy, supposedly, who's trying to find his way to something, and you don't know what. I'm not going to spoil the end. It's a pretty emotional little game, Somebody, I won't mention who, cried her eyes out at the end. But fun game. 36 Fragments of Midnight, I'm going to give a good 7 out of 10. Rhyme, I'm going to give a solid 7.5 out of 10. I played a walking sim called Nero, which was kind of a puzzle walking simulator. It's also got a kind of an emotional story. I'm going to give that a 7 out of 10. If you like fantastical stories with, you know, not a lot of, you know, gameplay, it's a perfect game for you. And then my final review is for Diablo 3. I'm going to give Diablo 3 a 9 out of 10. I would have given it more, but playing with the Necromancer for me was way too easy. I had too easy.
Oh, that's why you rate it low? Like, yeah. Just because the Necromancer is amazing doesn't mean it's rated low.
The Necromancer is too powerful, man. Like
oh, no, it's because he's the Necromancer.
Yeah.
He's too powerful. I mean, don't question him. He's
in
the Necromancer.
In my case, she was powerful.
So. Well, whatever. Either way,
but,
the Necromancer.
The thing about it is,
the Necromancer doesn't have genitals. I don't care. Necromancer's
even on the hardest difficulty, you can easily beat Diablo 3 with the Necromancer. You just got to get a couple of items that... every time you strike, you get life, or every time you kill something, you get life, and you never really have to worry about it. It's crazy.
They could make a Diablo just of the Necromancer.
They really could.
That game comes out next month on the Switch.
Yeah, I'm debating whether or not to get it. I think I'll wait till it comes cheap on the Switch and get it. But yeah, it's a great game. It's just, man, too easy. And I never thought I would ever say that about any game, to be honest with you.
Like even inflating the difficulty level is still too easy.
Yeah. You can play it on nightmare difficulty, and if you have the right equipment, you'll breeze through that game. It's super simple.
Is that like one of the platinums being on Nightmare?
I believe so. I'm not going to go for the platinum on it, even though I probably... No, actually, I can't, because I think some of it is multiplayer, but it's just an easy game to play.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, I would never play on a hardcore, because I don't like permadeath.
Yeah, I agree with that too, but I think you could probably get away with it. As long as you plan a little bit in advance and you have the proper equipment, you can breeze through that game, man. It's not...
After you've played the game for a while, I'd imagine, like, why wouldn't you want to try it at some point?
Yeah, if you're... I mean, try it, I guess, but it, even then, it's going to be too easy. I mean, it's an easy game.
Freak saying he loves hardcore. I think he just called you out. I think he just called you a pussy, Frank. He called you a pussy. Are you going to let that stand, Frank?
How dare you be an instigator, Breakman? But it's a solid game. I like it a lot. The story's fine. It seemed a little too short. Also, I got the Ultimate Evil edition. Wasn't there supposed to be other stuff extra besides the Necromancer, like extra story missions, I thought? I didn't see anything extra from the base game, but it's a good game. I'm contemplating getting it on the Switch just for the portability, but we, gentlemen, have to move on.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Alright, Sweetos of the week, guys. Eric, let's start with you. What's your Sweeto?
My Sweeto is that I actually requested a review code for
Freak 5's Exiled.
For the Namco Museum arcade pack. And Dragon Ball FighterZ on the Switch. And they sent me review code, but they actually sent it to me in the mail, so I've got retail copies of the game, and that almost never happens.
What?
So
that's awesome.
It's all already statistically low that I get anything from Bamco in the first place, but yeah. Physical copies.
That's really cool, man. That's really cool. You might send a... Whoever the PR person, a nice little letter for that, man. That's cool. Freak 5 says, is that Bridget at the end of that clip? That is correct. That's Bridget.
I wonder if I'll be able to get Dark Souls on the Switch.
Yeah, ask him. I mean, shit, you're on a roll, man.
I already filled out the survey and I filled out all the platforms I wanted for, even though like the other versions have been out for a while. Because like I do know that there is a trilogy pack coming out.
break his exile, son of a bitch. He didn't think I would was paying attention to chat. God damn it. Anything else, Eric?
That's it for Sweetos.
All right, break your Sweeto.
Okay, my Sweeto goes to Mrs. Breakman, and we're actually running out of time, but to make a long story short, she bought me a car.
What?
Yeah, so well, it's not a brand new car, so it's not like, you know, it's not like a $20,000 car. It's not what I'm saying.
And by buying,
but I'm not trying to. What did I say that? And it sounds like I'm trying to like downplay it. No, she bought me a car. Let's move on because we don't have a lot of time.
No. I trust me. If we go a few over, it's okay. I got to break this down. Wait a minute.
FYI, it's probably not a good idea to call someone a cross-dresser or someone who, or address them as cross-dressing because that's technically incorrect.
What? Well, if I.
I was joking. I was making fun of Frank.
Yeah. All right.
It's not a new car. It's a used car.
By buying
She bought me a new. It's a new car to me.
Yeah.
It's new to me.
Well, by buying you a car, you mean you guys went to the lot and got a car, right? I mean that's.
Well, because my car. As part of my. Well, I'll just go ahead and say one of my stinkos is my other car started leaking fuel again.
Oh my god, that sucks, man.
And it's not the line. I checked that, so it's gonna be a lot. It might be a lot of money.
Oh no.
I'm gonna try and get it. I'm gonna try and still get that fixed, but I think I might just sell that other car.
Yeah, fix it as best you can and sell it on Craigslist, man. That's the best you can do. Whoa, new car was added to Brake's inventory. That's awesome. Congratulations, Brake. That's always exciting, man. What car was it, man?
This is a Kia Rio.
Yeah, Kias are something, but man, that's, you know, hey, it's something better.
Well, my last car had 150,000 miles on it, was leaking gas, and no, this is better. I think needed new brakes, as well there was a scratching noise when I turned right. I don't know what that meant, but I was.
That usually means your axle's about to go. That's what happened to me.
I don't want to
sell
think about
that thing. Sell it.
Ugh. Yeah, so that's the plan.
Yeah.
And DB says he sees a lot of Kias.
Yeah.
And Chaos says he has a Kia. And Mrs. Breakman actually has a Kia as well.
Welcome to the Kia family, I guess.
There's a Kia family now.
Real quickly,
as long as it takes you where you need to go, it's a good thing. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a Honda Civic a year ago.
Oh, Hondas are nice. I like Hondas, man, for sure.
My car was like falling apart pretty much every month.
Yeah, I know. You were having a tough time, just like Brake was, man. All right, my sweet old, real quickly, Ozzy Osbourne Stone Sour concert was fantastic.
Now I'm paying car payments of $235 a month.
That's not bad.
So I can't pay all that month and like still have room for rent. So like my dad decided to pay about $100 for it every month.
That's good, man. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, Kia. No, I just wanted to interrupt for that.
Ozzy Osbourne Stone Sour was awesome. Although Ozzy's getting kind of long in the tooth, I think Ozzy Osbourne might be the only person older than me at this point. but it was fun and. It's a good concert, man. I think I smoked more weed at that concert than almost any other concert I've ever been to. But it was fun. It was a good concert. And I also got, I mentioned before, I got my first ever platinum trophy on the PlayStation. So I was pretty happy about that, even though I'm not big into that shit. All right. Let's move on to Stinkos. Breakman, let's start with yours.
Mine goes to, well, I guess it's actually kind of a long story, so let me start from the beginning here. Remember when medical marijuana was up for legalization in Ohio, and I was saying that we should vote for it, even though it was a flawed plan.
Yes, yes.
And I know a lot of people voted against it, and it went off the ballot, and I said then, like, we need to do it because our government won't do it. They will do whatever they can to delay it.
Yes.
And make sure the people can't get it. So my government decided to – when I say my government, I mean the state of Ohio – decided to prove me wrong by later the next year going and voting just as herself, the office just decided to vote to approve medical marijuana and bring it to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was, this was last year sometime, and it was supposed to be set up by sometime in September of this year. Well, it's currently October, and it's still being fought. Like, there's court battles and other stuff, and people like Mike DeWine are doing whatever they can to delay it to make sure that people can't get medical marijuana.
It's sad.
You know, it's bullshit. Like we're gonna talk about Kavanaugh like soon, but like,
let me. There's one point I really want to make this too.
Yeah.
Medical marijuana uses CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
The medical marijuana is coming to Ohio does not use THC.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing this, there are still assholes that are just trying to stop it. There's no way to get high off of it.
You know what's funny? CBD...
And this could help people that are in pain, and in Ohio, we're dealing with an opioid crisis.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is sad, break. And it's all about Big Pharma. They have to have their money right, and those opioids are bringing them... I mean, think of a drug dealer, right? A traditional, you know, inner-city drug dealer. Those people are business people, right? And there are consequences to not paying them back and all the bullshit that comes with. It's the same thing. There's no difference to me from a drug dealer and an opioid pharmaceutical company at all. The only difference is one is shielded by the government, the other one is not. And I can tell you from...
And the other's usually heavily prosecuted.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing feeds to another, et cetera, et cetera. But the whole point about medical marijuana is this. It works. I've had a lot of issues past probably 3, 4, 5 years with dealing with my mental state and, you know, just dealing with shit, right? And when I say shit, I mean super bad, life-altering, life-destroying shit. And the only thing that got me through a lot of this shit was marijuana. It didn't matter if it was THC or CBD, et cetera, et cetera. You can have that argument. You're absolutely right, Brake. CBD does not get you high. This is the point that I've tried to make to people several times over.
I've said, like, marijuana should be legal. Like, it's ridiculous that... that's not like that. We're not given the choice whether we can do it or not.
The point that I was trying to make earlier.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Basically, like people talking about like what would it take for Kavanaugh to not get confirmed, and like apparently back during the Reagan administration, like the person he was trying to get confirmed, he could try to confirm him, and when he found out, he's like, "No, I got to drop out because I smoked weed."
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
it's like so to get not confirmed, you have to smoke weed, basically.
And that's weird because that's one of the most benign things. Like, I smoke weed almost every fucking day, and I tell you what, I don't believe in God.
So weed is bad, but rape's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
I'm
a double
lying
standard.
About it several times.
Here's the thing, like. Weed has been kind of a revelation in my life. You know, of course weed gets you high if you're smoking THC and or vaping or whatever you're doing. But there's also huge benefits to people with mental instability and mental issues and things of that nature. Let me tell you a quick story. It also has physical benefits too. And this is anecdotal evidence, and you could take it for what it's worth, because I don't say that one case study is rules them all, right? I used to be a bud tender selling weed legally here in Colorado.
Sound like you said butt tender.
Yeah, I'm a butt tender too. No, I had a customer come in and he had testicular cancer. Like, it was really bad. It was stage 4. And I said, you know, I'm not a doctor. You should follow your doctor's advice. But if you want a chance to maybe slow this shit down so that your other medication works, hit yourself with CBD every day as much as you can. You know, if it's 600 milligrams, whatever you can afford, buy as much CBD as you possibly can. And through talking with me over months and months, I'm not saying I helped him get through his cancer and beat stage 4 cancer, but he did take my advice, and I think it factored in to his recovery. So CBD is not some, you know, just some off thing that people use to get high all the time. CBD can be used to do amazing things. Yeah, and it's sad that
For people to block that because it says it's marijuana, it's medical marijuana, like, well, we can't, what if kids get hold of it and stuff? Well, then they're going to be sadly disappointed when they don't get high.
Yes. And not only that,
or they're going to do the stupid shit that kids usually do. It's like, how was that? My headset just beeped. Sorry. They'll do the stupid shit where, oh, dude, I'm so high.
It's funny because,
well, they'll convince themselves they're fucked up when they're not.
Even, okay, that's fine. But let's say it was THC that they were complaining about. Even if you were to give a kid THC, you can't overdose on it. It's one of the few drugs that you cannot overdose, and it's still a Schedule I drug. And it fucking boggles my mind. It's so weird. If the federal government wanted to come right now and arrest me, they could. And I'm like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Like, the majority of the people in this country want legal marijuana, whether it's recreational or medical. And the time couldn't be better than right now. I mean, Colorado's a perfect example of how much money a state can generate in taxes by making it legal. I mean, there's money to be made. I hope that the pharmaceutical companies will get out of the opioid business and maybe into the weed business. I don't know what else to say about it, Break. It pisses me off every time I hear a state that's going through what you guys are experiencing right now. So, you know, there you go. Anything else on that, Break?
No, just, yeah, I think everything's been said.
My quick stinko of the week is Brett Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed. So you're right, Eric. An attempted rapist is going to be on the Supreme Court. And of all of them, the worst one is Joe fucking Manchin, the one that said he's a Democrat and he's going to vote for this fucking asshat. Like, Joe Manchin is the worst Democrat probably in the country. And if you're in West Virginia and you want somebody to represent you, vote for somebody other than Joe Manchin, because he's basically a Republican in Democrat clothing. He's a piece of shit. And I feel sorry for the constituents of West Virginia. It sucks. I can't believe it. All right, Highscapades. I'm going to skip this week, much to everybody's chagrin, probably.
I actually had one.
Oh, did you have one?
I want to do.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the sound clip. Highscapades. All right, Break.
Even though I can't really confirm marijuana was involved in this, this is a two-part because, you'll get it. This is a local news, so this actually happened in my city. Police body reported near Ohio Park turns out to be sex doll and a garbage bag. So there was a body found referred to as a recreational mannequin and explained looked very lifelike from a distance, prompting county engineers in the area to alert authorities when they found it.
Because the fuck on. You skipped over my stinkos.
Oh, did I? Well, hold on, Eric. We'll get back to it.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we did that. Because it had been abandoned on the hillside, investigators initially struggled to reach the body and identify it. Of course, once they did, they found out it was a fake doll. Now, that's not my that's not actually my highscapades. My highscapades goes to whoever this genius is. Uh-huh. And I do mean a genius. Sex doll mistaken for a dead body in Coleraine has a faux memorial put up for it.
That right there is exactly what a heiscapade is, break.
This is great. This is Mandy. Mandy, you were taken from us. Shit, I can't read it from here. Damn it. Mandy, you were taken from us too early. We all remember you fondly. Rest in peace.
I'm sure they
do. Whoever
this
genius was, I love. They put dolls up and flowers and a cross. It's great.
I think my brain exploded.
That is awesome, actually. I love it. I'm going to skip mine this week because, boy, do I ever got a heiscapades for you guys. And I'll tell you guys it next week. And we'll also do our free for all next week. Eric, I'm getting to your stinkos in just a second here. Free for all next week is going to be, we talked a little bit about it, but I think we really need to go in depth with talking about term limits for judges and senators, and we'll do that next week. Eric, let me give you a proper intro, man.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right. Stinko of the week. Eric.
Well, you know how Capcom wanted to do a live-action Monster Hunter movie?
Yeah.
They want to do Mega Man now.
Oh, boy.
God, I saw that. I was trying to put it out of my mind and hope I just imagined it.
Does everybody remember the fan-made Mega Man live-action thing?
I saw stills of it.
Oh, boy, that's ridiculous. All right, what else?
Okay, it says here, written and directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman, and is scheduled to be distributed by 20th Century Fox.
Oh, boy.
Sharon Entertainment, producer of the Planet of the Apes series, will be producing – that Planet of the Apes series. Oh, boy. And producing it with Masi Oka, who is best known for his role in NBC's Heroes. And we own all Heroes turned
Nissan
out.
Nissan Versa! That's my impression of Masioka. Okay. Boo. Yeah.
And the next one is about Trump. But the Trump administration to deny visas to same-sex partners of diplomats, UN officials. Trump administration on Monday is from foreignpolicy.com. The Trump administration on Monday began denying visas to same-sex domestic partners of foreign diplomats and United Nations employees, and requiring those already in the United States to get married by the end of the year or leave the country.
Is he fucking insane? I mean,
we already knew that, though. So
what? Like, really, what the fuck is beyond
that? I'm not surprised, but at the same time, I'm angry because he did it.
No, you know who's probably behind this? I bet you any money Mike Pence is behind this little charade. Ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
I don't think so. This is another Trump thing. I don't think he asks fucking Mike Pence anything.
No, I don't think he asked Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence had this influence because, to be honest with you, Trump hasn't been really, really super anti-gay, except for stories like this.
He's been anti-trans, though.
Yeah, but Mike Pence is the one that really hates gay people. Like, he can't stand gay people. He's insane.
I think it's a combination of both gay and abject terror.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Break, Dungeon says on a tangent there's a game on Steam where you play a deflated sex doll that seeks revenge on those that abandoned it. I don't think it's those who abandoned
monsters, it. How dare they?
Yeah, I don't think they quite abandoned it. I think they just hit it and quit it. That's what I think happened there.
I think they did it once and then realized they had to clean it. And they're like, oh, God, never mind. Just
throw it in the trash, a bum finds it, you know, stuff like that. Dungeon also says, I think it was Resident Evil movie.
I was asking him what was the last – we're talking about Capcom, as they're talking about – making a Mega Man movie. What was the last movie they did besides Resident Evil? And Street Fighter is the only thing I can think of.
Dead Rising and Daylight.
Dead Rising. They did Dead Rising.
I didn't see that. How bad was it?
So bad. So bad.
See, that's exactly. Capcom does not have a good record of making movies. I'm scared of.
Yeah, when I heard about the live.
Don't forget the Chun-Li Street Fighter movie.
I tried to. Why'd you make
when I heard about the live Mega Man movie, I asked why, but I still have to.
The animated Street Fighter movies are not that good, but at least they were better than the live action one.
Yeah. What is freak? I don't know. I'm afraid to click on this link.
I mean, at least we got Raul Julia, him Dylan M. Bison. I mean, we got that, but other than that,
Raul Julia was the best thing.
I know. He was great. All of his lines were fantastic. Yeah. He said them with such glee.
I cannot show that on YouTube. Freak 5 is like trying to sabotage RP Grinders. I swear he is. He's got this. Isn't it weird that we can describe in detail what we're looking at, but we can't show it on screen? But basically about a sex doll that turns into a real person, it looks like. I don't know. Fucked up. Fairy
Tales. Is it a horror movie?
No, it's a comic book strip called Fucked Up Fairy Tales 1.
So, oh, yeah, I remember Fucked Up Fairy Tales.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see.
Oh, the game is called Doll of Resurrection, and you can play a male or a female sex doll.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, Raul Julia was the best dungeon. We lost him way too soon, man. He was a great actor. I never
did watch the Addams Family Values.
Addams Family Values was good, man. All those
not a lot. Not you don't always get a good sequel. That was a good sequel.
Yeah, that's a good sequel.
That was one of the few sequels that I thought was better than the original.
Doll of Resurrection looks like a great game, man. This is probably one of the greatest games of all time.
Sending the Addams Family kids to summer camp was ingenious.
Yes, it was, and it was awesome. Christina Ricci was good in that movie, too. Yeah. Also, wasn't Oscar Isaac in it? He of Doe Pameron or Pameron Doe, whatever the fuck Star Wars character he's playing. Wasn't he
in that?
Poe Dameron is his name.
Poe Dameron, that's right.
He probably was really young then when he was in that.
Young. I mean, he was young. Okay, as Christina.
Did he play Wednesday?
Wednesday's boyfriend.
He was Wednesday.
Yeah, he was Wednesday.
Oh, he played the boyfriend?
Yeah, the little.
He played the nerd with the glasses.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that was Oscar Isaac. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It was very funny and dark. This was Sexy Losers. There you go. That's who it was.
It's been a long time, so I got the names of Pugsley and Wesley confused.
Yeah, Pugsley. No, it wasn't Pugsley. It was the little kid, the nerdy kid that liked Wednesday. That's who
it was. See, I wouldn't know because, it's been so long since I've seen the first Addams Family movie.
No, just watch the second one, dude. It's good.
Yeah, I like the second one better than the
first
one.
Is that on streaming on Netflix?
It could
or anywhere else?
It could be. Just get Cody for Xbox, and then you can get everything for free, man.
My problem with the first one is they do a lot of, is he or isn't he, Fester. They did a lot of that stuff, and it's like, we knew he was Fester from the beginning, but you played this out way too long.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And
second one just has seen where...
Just a question about, is he Fester, but he's playing dumb for now?
Yeah. All right.
There's a scene where, what was the question? What did you say?
I have no idea.
Where Raul Julia is Adams, and he's calling talk shows, and they're just freaking out about him. Like, for God's sake, stop calling.
Yeah. God, those movies are so good. Very underrated movies, in my opinion, but whatever. All right. So next week we'll get into, another great heistcapade that I had. And then the free for all, term limits for judges, senators, etc. Because, man, there's plenty
for
to talk
God's
about
sakes.
There.
Oh, my God. There shouldn't be an argument about lifetime appointments. There shouldn't be a lifetime appointment.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Giving more power to lawmakers than you are to any other branch of the government. That's totally a mismanagement of power.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. But
that's purposeful.
Yeah.
Everything they do has been purposeful.
Yeah.
As far as building themselves up to be more powerful. And Republicans say they want less government, but they sure as hell don't act like they want less government.
We're definitely going to talk about it next week. We're way over time, guys. I know you guys got to eat, etc. And I got to do some stuff.
Less government as defined by these strict set of terms.
Yeah. All right. Plugs. Breakman. Your plugs.
I would like to plug this company in Canada that Freak is talking about. They're making sex robots. They want to open up a factory in Houston. The robots were fucking expensive, but for a small fee, you could try one out in the factory.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's
because you can plug their sex dolls in the factory.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. All right.
I don't know how, like, younger generation feels and stuff, but I know, like, is my generation, like we don't, yeah, I don't think we can imagine fucking a robot.
I could imagine it.
Really? Like,
it's basically a big dildo.
It's like if
or a
big fleshlight.
A fleshlight.
Like like androids, like lifelike, like Data from Star Trek. Like,
oh my god,
we're far off from something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, and Dungeon then, Dungeon makes a point about it. Dungeon makes a point. Worked in Westworld. You know, so. All right, so
yeah, those are the lifelike ones. But the ones, the sex dolls that are coming out now, like they're
yeah,
like,
they're
oh,
not
these
quite
look realistic.
There yet.
Like they do not look like real women.
No, they're like video game marionette things.
Okay, yeah, and when I say couldn't imagine it, I'm sorry. Trump. Let me try and clarify. When I'm saying like the,
did you just say Trump? No. You just mixed Trump in the mix there. Jesus Christ.
No. What are you talking about? You're talking to her?
No, I'm talking to you, Breakman. I think you said Trump.
He said it worked in Westworld, and I said, I'm trying to clarify. Like, the robots out today is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
The you know, these, the ones they say look like real women, but they don't.
Although,
no, I know what about happened. She said Trump like, as a verb. That's what I...
If you're talking about robots that look like lifelike people because they're portrayed by actresses, you know, in Westworld, for instance, like if they look that lifelike, that's different. But I'm
yeah.
saying the ones now, like they look like
they
robots.
Got some
they
really
look like machines.
Yeah,
you know?
they're not robots, but they have these sex dolls that I saw in Real Sex one time that look pretty fucking lifelike. Like they're, you know. I mean, they're very detailed, but, like, they're not there yet with the robot.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, they are very detailed. And I'm not trying to say they look like Johnny Five or shit.
Yeah.
But they don't look like real women.
Johnny Five, that was the worst example you could have probably. All right,
Johnny Five is alive, and I'll show you all the
he
shit.
He sure is now.
Hey, Johnny Five is probably more animated than those dolls are.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, any other plugs, Breakman?
No, that's it.
All right.
Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter, because I forgot to do that, at RP Grinders and at Break _ Man.
All right. Eric, plugs, please.
You can find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBrasserBrigade.com and TotallyGN.com. In fact, on TotallyGN.com, there are 3 reviews this week of Bastion for the Switch, Broken
Sweet.
Sword 5 for the Switch, and Guacamelee 2, which is only on the PS4 and PC for now.
Awesome. That's cool. All right. Anything else, Eric?
You can find me on Twitter at Eric RPG, and then there's my YouTube channel, which I haven't used for a while, but it's there, a funny T-Man.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
If you like Mega Man, go get Mega Man 11.
Right.
And let's see. Oh, yeah. Fist of the North Star Lost Paradise also came out this week.
Yeah, I missed out on getting that free theme on PlayStation, but that's cool. All right.
Well, let me on Mega Man 11. Let me say, I've said I don't want them to rush in and give us another sequel right away. Let me clarify a little bit. I don't want them to
make a sequel quickly, but not too quickly.
Well, not necessarily that. I want them to work on this game and improve it. I don't want them to give us like Mega Man 5 and Mega Man 6, where it's just basically the same game. You know what I mean?
Well,
I want them to work on Mega Man and improve it. If they do that quickly, that's fine. But I just want them to. I wanted like you complained about like running animation and stuff like that.
Another thing I missed about the game is like the little banter that Mega Man and like the Robot Masters would have, like that you'd see in Power It Up or Mega Man Maverick Hunter X.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. My plugs are as follows. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I'm on all of the game systems as RP Grinders. I don't know if it matters, but capital RPG. I think it matters on Nintendo for some reason, but you can find me on all those systems. Join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on this channel, RP Grinders on YouTube and Twitch. And really want to thank everybody for listening on the archives. Thank you to all of the chatters today. We had Apple, Bad Apple was in there. Freak 5, of course. Dungeon was in there. Slow Cool, Commander Root, Bridget was in there. And I can't remember. There was a couple others. But if you want to give us a shout out, as Breakman said, hit up the RP Grinders Twitter, and we'll do something with your comments. I don't know what, but we'll do something. anything else, gentlemen?
No, that's it.
Oh, go see, what was the movie that was coming out? It's not Halloween. There's a...
I'll be back next week with Venom and...
Venom.
Fallout, that's right. And Mission Impossible Fallout reviews.
Yeah, awesome. I want to see both of those. Venom looks...
I'm going to wait till Venom's on video.
I'm surprised that this theater still has Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it's only weeks away from Blu-ray release.
It's already...
I'm waiting for that to come to Netflix.
It's on digital.
I'm waiting for everything. Ooh, Daredevil comes out in a couple weeks. I can't wait. Season 3 Daredevil.
Oh, man, it looks so good. Yeah.
Castlevania Season 2 is in a couple weeks as well.
Castlevania. Nice. Yep.
There's so much good television coming, and in like the last couple weeks, Star Trek. South Park and Always Sunny in Philadelphia both came back. And
What's with this cancel South Park hashtag
thing? that's them. They're... I guess being ironic, kind of.
I think are they making fun of the people who, like, are they making fun of conservatives who are like taking umbrage at like something that happened in the show recently?
Probably.
I don't think so. I think this is just a marketing ploy for them.
Yeah.
I think this is strictly like, I don't know. Maybe there is something that influenced it, but I don't know what that would be.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man! Freak 5. How dare you disparage Mrs. Freak?
Oh, my God. I'm not reading that out loud.
No, don't read that. That's terrible.
Jesus Christ. Dungeon Buster said it was from the school shooting episode.
Yeah. All right. That's it for us this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're...